Blog Talk Radio.
Much for tuning into the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Sorry if I played the music a little bit longer, but I was working on something that I needed to include into this night's talk show. So excuse me for that, but I'm so happy to see that you all called in, had a good time. I encourage you. I'm going to start playing the music shorter so we can have more time. But I am so happy to see that you all called in promptly. And that's what I would like for you to do. The music will go off less during an earlier time if I would get you to call in pretty much closer to 10 o'clock. Sometimes we have a few people coming in about maybe two or three more minutes later. But I played it because I wanted to see a lot of you in before I started talking. And that's what I normally do most of the time when I play the music. Looking, I can see how you come in too as callers. So I can see when you come in. So I try to wait so I can get as many on at the beginning so I can continue with the show. And thank you again for calling in and being a part of the show tonight. Like I mentioned in my text, I have a lot of important announcement, and it is very important. So I need you, if you do not have a paper and pencil handy, if you will get one, because you're going to need to take some notes tonight, because I have a lot to talk about in 30 minutes. So grab a paper and a pencil. pen handy so you can write some of these dates and things down. I am going to be texting this information, but not maybe not this week, because this week has been quite busy for me. So, but I am going to get it to you, but I would like for you to go ahead and write it down so you will be thinking about it, because some of these things are coming up real soon. Well, I am Mary Hollis, your host. If there's anyone new on, I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I'm the director and co-founder of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. And Sheila Coley is the president and also a co-founder of this ministry. And I can't believe it, but it's 20 years old. Blessing, blessing. So let's get started. Some of the first thing I mentioned last week about brain talk, brain health from Emory University that I attended last Tuesday or Wednesday, but it was one of those days last week I attended it. But something I'm going to be texting, all of this information I'm going to get to you because I really want you to be engaged and be a part of it. At our age, most of us are senior adults, I would say it like that. And some of us, our health have changed throughout the years. You can't move those limbs and stuff like you normally used to. Sometimes you don't remember things like you used to. And we all are guilty of that, because I know sometimes I can go upstairs to get something. And I said, now, what did I come up here for? But it takes me a few minutes. It comes. The great thing that it does come. But when it stopped coming, then we got to worry about it. But, and then other health issues, Emory University does a lot of research. You can also get involved in research. You can, health forum that I went to was involved in Alzheimer's disease, dementia, talking about that, and some of us, we have family members that have experience, and maybe we might think that we might be experiencing some of those symptoms as well. You can do, you can go, I'm going to be giving you a link to register. And every Tuesday at from 2 to 3 p.m., and if you can't look at it every Tuesday, whenever Tuesday that you're at home, listen to it. It is so informative. It gives you all, and these are experts, these doctors who have done some of the experiment, and doctors are specialized in all these different diseases and problems like Alzheimer's and dementia and heart. And everything dealing with health that you are concerned with at this senior age. And it's so important that we stay informed so we can make changes with our health and our habits and the things that we eat and whatever. So this is, it sends you out a current link every Tuesday. And just before, really the morning part of it, it'll send it to you that morning, and then you can be ready for it between 2 and 3 p.m. It is so good. At the very beginning of the show, they always have this guy called John Lewis. He does some exercise with you, and cheer exercise. That's one thing, cheer exercise, that you can actually do it with him. And you don't have to be seen. Just know that this is virtual, but you don't have to be seen. You don't have to. You can see them, but they don't see you. So you can be dressed any kind of way, or wherever you want to be in your home or whatever. So it's really a wonderful forum that Emory University has that. Every Tuesday. So just know that that's something that you can do right at home. You can do a little bit of exercising and also listen to all of the different good stuff that they are doing, research and everything. When I went last week, they had people to the table that you can do different types of research, be a part of it, and they also will pay you money to do the research. on yours for it. And they'll explain everything to you if you want to be called. And so I just want to mention that again, because I'm going to send that out to you in a text form. It might not be tomorrow, because my week is very busy, and I don't know if I'll get it out to you, but I'll probably get it out to you maybe closer to the weekend or whatever. But just look for it in a text, and please register for it. Just take a look at it and see if you're interested. And then, you know, like I said, if you can't, I'm not able to watch it every Tuesday, because Tuesday seems to be the most busiest day of the week for me. So I'm not able to always listen to it. I listen to part of the day. I think of the first half an hour, I did listen to it. I engaged in the exercise with John Lewis, because I didn't do anything, didn't go out to gym like I always do. So just knowing that's a good piece of information that you can learn about your health, different things that you are maybe experiencing, they will have experts explaining those things to you. So that is something that you would definitely would want to register for, so you can get all that good information about dementia, Alzheimer's, heart condition, all the different things, major cancer also. So just knowing that that's available to you. And they gave us some gifts there, and very nice little gifts. And also they gave us lunch at the end. We weren't expecting lunch, but they had takeout lunch where you had it. They had it already wrapped, and all you had to do was take it and go. But it was very organized and wonderful health forum last week. The next thing on my list is our trip. Now, every month we meet on the third Saturday of every month. There's a lot of new people on here tonight, I see. And every third Saturday we have a monthly meeting. And last month, we had our meeting. We're starting it up again because of before the pandemic, we did everything. We did things virtually. But we're doing it in person now. And it's normally at my home, and most of you who have visited my home, I have a large sunroom, which almost the size of the back of my house, and it fits a lot of people in it, and I normally have a continental breakfast prepared. And last month we had Vera Reed. She's a certified health coach, and she gave us so much good information. Everybody had questions, and really the meeting ended. It wasn't long enough because they had so many questions, and they were very interested, because the reason why we spent some other time talking about our trip, annual trip that we are going on next year. But guess what? Vera has volunteered to come back, continue with the health tips and so forth, and also talk to us about whatever else that she has in mind, that I know she has some great things that she can tell us. She told us some good stuff that we can prepare for the winter, and just natural medicine, natural things that foods that we can eat instead of taking all these beds. So that's a good thing. So please come out, because I'm going to let her talk throughout the whole meeting. The meeting is normally from 9 to 10:30 a.m. And I guess I normally prepare a continental breakfast. Let me see. That is, November. I wrote it down. Give me a second here. It's on my page. It's November 18th, the third Saturday, from 9 to 10:30 a.m. And another thing that we're doing, I'm going to talk about the trip in a minute. I am going to have flyers that I can give to you regarding our trip, all the details and pictures and everything. But it's not just for you. I need you to pass it along to others. Do you know that when we travel, we don't just travel with widows. We travel with family, no kids. Let me say that first, no kids, only adults. We have family members who come along. We have church members, neighbors, whoever can come along as long as they're an adult and they can take care of themselves. It is so it's open to anyone. We want the bus filled with your friends and family and widows and widowers or whoever wants to come. So, but it, of course, there's a price to the whole. It's not a free trip. But I will tell you, that flyer has all the information. I'm not going to go over that flyer tonight. I will continue to talk about that, talk about the trip throughout up until December, because we need to make a deposit. The deposit is, the first deposit is $75. We have to get back to them at the beginning of the year. So we need your deposit before the end of the year. And if you come and get that flyer, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to be sending that flyer out later on. But I want you to come to the meeting, so I'm not going to send out the flyer right now. I want you to come to the meeting so you can get it in person and also listen to Vera. And Vera is wonderful. She knows all kinds of good stuff about health and what to take naturally. It is wonderful to listen to her because, she, I mean, I started using some of the stuff that she told me and doing some of the stuff that she's told me. Lots of good information. Like I said, she's a certified health coach. So please come out November 18th. And we are calling it part two. Because she's done part one. The next thing is our trip. We have decided, and you're going to hear us a little noise in the background because I'm pulling out books and everything like that that I'm getting information from. Let me pull out this flyer. Most of you that have joined us on annual trips know that most of the time we have gone with Diamond Tours. Diamond Tours is a very company that's been around for a long time, very professional. We love them because they take care of everything. They send us the flyers and everything that we need. So we don't even have to, all we got to do is just get the people on the bus and make the payments. Well, we are going to, and we voted on this last month. So it's not just me and Sheila. A group came to the meeting, and this is what they voted on to go. So I'm hoping that all of you will be able to join us on this trip. We are going to the Art Encounter and Creation Museum. That is in Cincinnati, Ohio. It is a five-day trip. Five days and four nights. Okay, and of course is a motor coach transportation, and all meals, breakfast and dinner is included in this package, and the Art Encounter is. Do you know? I'm sure you all read the Bible, so you know about the Noah's Ark. And how God gave Noah the vision to build this ark and this huge ark. Well, they have the replica of this Noah's ark there in Cincinnati, Ohio. They also have animals around. They have how everything was set up in the ark and where they slept and just everything about it. We also, on this trip, you visit the amazing creation museum that they have. We're also going to the National Underground Railroad. And guess what? We're also going to enjoy a riverboat sightseeing cruise during that time. And it's in June. Now write this down. It's June 10th through the 14th. That's the full week, Monday through Friday. June 10th through the 14th, we're going on our annual trip to the Art Encounter. Art is A-R-K, Art Encounter and Creation Museum. It is $710, but you can pay on it throughout. The final payment is due in April, so you can start making your payments now. But just knowing that all you need is your luggage, some snacks, and just get on board because you don't have to worry about meals. The meals are taken care of. The hotels are taken care of. The sightseeing is taken care of. All you have to do is $710, 5 days, And all you have to do is bring your bags and your snacks and get ready to go. That's all you need. That is all you need. So just knowing that this is everything is going to be taken care of. And $710 is not bad when you stay for 5 days, 5 days and four nights. And you, all the hotels, the dinner, the breakfast, and all that stuff. So just if you want, you have more questions for me, you can always call me. But if you come to our meeting, you can get your flyer. And if you're unable, I will get the flyer to you. And that's why when I ask information about your email address and stuff, these are ways for me to contact you or send things to you. So I'll get it to you in time. But I need, the deposits need to be made before the end of the year. I'm going to get a deadline, a date out. I just haven't had time because I've been getting all these other things together and also calling and waiting for them to send me this package with all the information on it. Okay. Let me see. So that is important. So I wanted, because we go on an annual trip every year, and we always go in the month of June, and it's normally around Father's Day. But Father's Day is the next weekend. We try not to go on the weekend of Father's Day because I know you have things to do with your family and with your, you know, regarding your husband, you know, different things that y'all decide that you want to do together. The other thing, that is in the month of June. So that's one of the main things I want you to start thinking about. And maybe we can, maybe the following year we can go on a cruise. We went on the cruise once. We had a great time. We had about 39 people to go on that cruise. And we normally fill the bus. This bus can fill up 52 people. We never try to fill the bus up, you know, to the max because we want some space where you can spread out. As long as we get 40-something plus people on the bus, that's good enough for us. We never try to get up to 50 because we like to have space on the bus. And we have been doing this for years. You know, 20 years old. We haven't done it for 20 years and traveling an annual trip, but we have done almost as many trips as the 20 years. We have gone so many places. I'll discuss that on another time because the time is almost up. So that's one of the main things. And the other thing that is going to be happening that is important, starting November 7th, which is not this, next Tuesday. Yeah, this is the last Tuesday of the month of October. Next Tuesday, starting November 7th through January, we're going to be doing a holiday blues session. And it's going to be the 30 minutes that we do every Tuesday night. But we might go on a little faster pace, but you know, it'll be spread out. I'll be teaching from four books. I've done this before, but last year I changed the name. Last year we didn't use the same name. We used Holiday Blues. Most of the time I use Holiday Blues because that's what we're going through. We go through Holiday Blues where we really don't want to see Thanksgiving or Christmas and get through it because there's so much memories from the things that you did with your spouse. So it is very difficult. So it's really a holiday blues because some of you are not always happy about seeing holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and then it goes into to Valentine's. But there will be we will start this starting next week. I will have guest speakers. I will have testimonies throughout the period of these 3 months. It's going to be tips and guides. We're going to hear scriptures and different things to support you through this period of time. There's no magical words to bring an end to your pain, but just knowing that this holiday blues session will definitely help you to get through. We'll encourage you and give you resources and comfort and encouragement through this journey going through the holidays. Okay, what else here? And something else, or what else I wanted to mention about that? Yeah, we're going to have, and I'm going to let you know about the books that we're going to be going through starting next week. You can purchase these. It's four books that comes with this curriculum, and you can purchase it. It's $8.95. You can let me know. We'll discuss it later on, starting next week, whether you wanted to purchase the books and be able to, you know, go through each book. Because I'm going to be going through each book, because it has so much good information and helping you to, and a suggestion how to get through this this holiday season. Okay, what else? Let me see if there's any other. Those are the four announcements I wanted to talk to you about. Let me see what time it is. Only four more minutes. So, those are the things. So please come to our meeting on November 8th. And if you have your deposit that you want to go ahead and make your $75 deposit, you can make it then. Or you can wait. I'll have a date for you before then. So if you want to bring it beforehand, I'll wait until the deadline. But we needed to get that deposit in before the end of the year. We also talked about in our meeting about going to a train ride up North Georgia. Well, I did check on that. Because it's during Christmas holiday, it's really not a good time to do it, because we all are involved in different things. Our churches are doing different things, and there's still Christmas parties. So, and the cost, you don't want to add those kind of costs to the Christmas holiday, because we try to do things reasonable as much as we can, so it won't be, because this is kind of expensive when I add everything to what we're going to be doing. I think, and also the weather is unpredictable now. Just like tomorrow is going to be 32 degrees. So we wouldn't want to go on a train ride this weekend if it was 32 degrees, because, you know, we don't like cold because we're not used to the cold weather. But I think it's a good thing for us to do it maybe during the summer months. Later on, after we come back from our annual trip, we can talk about a date, and we can still do that. But I just don't think it's too soon to get it together for the Christmas holiday. Now, we are going to have a Christmas gathering, and that is to be determined. And we want to try to make sure that's a little bit more inexpensive, because, you know, everybody's buying gifts, you know, for family and friends and all that. So we know that that's added expense. So, but I'll get that in to you as soon as I can. But I am going to say this. We're going to stay on a couple of minutes over 10:30, because I want to go over this real quickly. I'm going to say read something very inspirational. We'll talk about it real quickly. Today, during Bible study, they talked about the different names that you call Jesus and call, you know, Jehovah, the host. Okay, I'm trying to think this real fast. The different names that you called on Jesus, Jehovah Jireh, you know, the Lord of Hosts, and all of this. Right now, it's not coming to me real fast because I'm trying to, I'm looking at the time. But anyway, they talked about giants, David, Goliath, and the giant. I'm going to read this real fast. And why I want to read this, because I want you to think about your giant. Who is your giant? Yes, they talked about, you know, the story of David and Goliath, little David and Goliath the giant. Well, I want to tell you a story really about me dealing with my giants. Well, I want to tell you that, and I'm changing the script a little bit. When I went through trials and tribulation and bad situation during my early years, before I met my husband, I was confronted with so many giants. But the first one I want to talk to you about was I almost had a nervous breakdown when I first came to Atlanta. Long story, fell in love with this guy, and he put me through a whole lot of things. And the story talks, I talk about the story in depth with in The Widow's Touch. But God sent me an angel during that time, in which this angel, it's a person, I call that person an angel because she was like an angel to me. He gave me scriptures and books to encourage me about God and helping me to keep the faith and not fall apart. And Deuteronomy 38:8 says, "Be still and know that I am God." In Deuteronomy 31, she talked about that God will never leave you nor forsake you. Also, be still and know that I am God. My second giant was at work. I was confronted at work with another giant. And he was 6'4", a mental health patient who did not take his meds, and little old me, 5'2". He pulled a knife on me and had it to my side. While this was happening, I began to pray silently, "Be still and know that I am God." Those same words my angel taught me. See how God prepares you? Get those words within you and prepare you for your storm that you're getting ready to be to come your way. And those same words that she embedded and instilled in me, I started saying, "Be still and know that I am God." And that helped me to be calm while this man had this 6'4" man had this knife to my side. And this is in the bank where I work. But God also encouraged me that he would never leave me nor forsake me. I was not hurt from this confrontation. But my third giant experience was the transition of my husband. We were only married for 6 years and left me with two children, 4-year-old and 10 months. And many of you had a wonderful marriage, and like I say, wonderful long marriage. I only had 6 years. So, but I thought I was cheated at the time, and I was angry with God. I couldn't understand why God was putting me through this. This was a heavy giant. This giant just that I didn't think I was going to be able to deal with. But at first, yes, I was angry, but later on, as God continued to embrace me with his love and showing me proof that he was going to be my husband and he was going to take care of me and my children, I started feeling better about the situation. But this was one of my biggest giants experience. Now, we have celebrated 20 years. God has shown me why my purpose in life. And even though those giants, those were my biggest giants in my life. I've gone through some stuff in my life, but those three were my biggest giants. But he got me through it. And he will get you through those giants just the same. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And what I also want to encourage as we go through this series of Holiday Blues, please, knowing that God can be your giant. God is now my giant. He makes me strong, and I stand on his promises. His words has become my giant because he's an awesome God. He's a way maker. He's a problem solver. He's a healer. He's a provider. He's been a provider for me and my children, still doing that. He's definitely been a provider for me and my children. I was able to have them educated. They both are educated. They're married. They have their own home. And my three beautiful children. God, even though throughout those experience, those giant experience, he walked with me. He comforted me and showed me that he will never leave me, forsake me. He kept showing me proof that he's going to do the things that he needs to do to help me to get through this, because he wanted me to be a testimony. And this is my testimony to you today. And I am going to help you conquer those giants that you're going through. And this Holiday Blues is going to help you, give you that those tips and those scriptures and an encouragement that you need to get through. And also tear down those giants. but also you can build that giant back of knowing that God can be your giant, a different kind of giant, the giant that's going to provide for you and support you and be there for you, and he will never leave you and forsake you. So let God be your giant. Stand on his word. Stand on his promises, because he'll get you through it. I know sometimes you don't feel good and it's lonely or whatever, but he'll get you through it. Just stand, because a giant is a huge thing, a huge being, powerful and almighty, your almighty God, Jesus Christ. And that is all I have for you tonight. Be blessed and tune in again next week from 10 to 10:30 p.m. where we will begin the Holiday Blues session. Be blessed and have a great week. Love you. And I'm going to play a waymaker, because he is a waymaker. And thank you. I see some people that came on the line. Miss Brown, Rosetta, Miss Vincent, Miss Pearson, and Arlene, and others. Thank you so much for tuning in. There's so many others, numbers I didn't get to look at, but these are the numbers I saw at the very beginning. Thank you so much, all of you, for tuning in. Be blessed.
You
have a great day.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in a mist. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Hey, we make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. We make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is. The dark.